USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package finally passed by the U.S. Senate after Democrats had taken issue with the original version. The final bill, as passed by the Senate, provides money for businesses and individuals hit hard by the pandemic so as to keep the economy going. And most Americans who make less than $70,000 a year will be getting checks for at least $1,200. The bill now goes to the House, where the Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell, hopes the bipartisan spirit will continue. On how the Senate came together, McConnell says,
I think one of the reasons that happened is we're inspired by what's going on around the country. People are helping each other, reaching out, looking for ways to make a difference, following the directions of the healthcare professionals.
Russia is now grounding all international air flights after recording its biggest one-day spike in the virus there. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I tell you, I don't want to really be without it because I haven't really been sick in 2 years. I used to get something, bronchitis, laryngitis, cold, something, at least one. I haven't had any, so that kind of says a lot. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
The Trump administration continues to fault the Chinese government for not acting more quickly when the coronavirus first broke out there. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Chinese officials knew it was going to become a global issue, but they repeatedly delayed disclosing what they knew.
We tried, you'll remember from the opening days, to get our scientists, our experts on the ground there so that we could begin to assist in the global response to what began there in China, but we weren't able to do that. The Chinese Communist Party wouldn't permit that to happen.
Pompeo speaking after meeting with counterparts through a virtual G7 teleconference to discuss the global response to the virus. He added it was crazy talk from senior Chinese leaders who have said the U.S. brought the virus to China. The U.S. Army now calling on retired soldiers with medical experience to come back and help fight the virus, and that includes former doctors and medics. The Army sending out emails saying it's a voluntary recall. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Still more on the coronavirus story as all temples of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are now closed around the world as the coronavirus pandemic spreads. The first presidency of the church announcing the closure late yesterday, a move called temporary, although no tentative date to reopen has been included in the announcement. Two more states are telling their residents to stay home. Idaho and Colorado have joined nearly two dozen other states issuing lockdown orders during the pandemic. Six states and Washington, D.C. had already closed all non-essential businesses, and several other states like Texas and Florida have cities and counties that have issued stay-at-home orders. A doctor's group says pink eye could be an early warning sign of the virus. The American Academy of Ophthalmology issuing the alert yesterday stating that the pathogen can cause red, itchy, and teary eyes. People with allergies get the same symptoms, so they say you also have to watch for a fever and respiratory symptoms to know whether it's an allergy or possibly coronavirus. And with many Americans turning to fast food to stay fed during this pandemic, McDonald's announced it's pulling its all-day breakfast items off the menu to streamline operations. McDonald's saying it's going to focus on serving only its most popular items. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.